Welcome to the Live Free Podcast. I'm your host, Michaela Quinn, and I am a mom on a mission to help you launch, grow, and scale a profitable freelance business from home. Join me each week for tangible business advice, along with inspiring interviews, all designed to help you mom strong, work smart, and live free. If you are loving this podcast, finding yourself motivated or inspired, learning something new, or just a fan of the show, do me a favor and help me spread the message. Screenshot the episode, add it to your Insta stories, and tag me at Michaela.Quinn. Every share helps me reach more and more moms, and I may just share your share and feature you in my Insta stories too, because together we can take over the world. All right, mama, it's time. Grab your coffee, water, or wine, because we are starting. Hey there, happy Monday. Welcome back to the podcast. I am so excited today to bring you another Live Free Academy student interview. Today, you are going to get to meet Kathy Bentley. She is a close to retiree age, and I've been chatting with a lot of people lately who are in a similar spot. They're closer to retirement or at retirement or have been out of the workforce for 20, 30 years, and they're nearing that retirement age, and they're looking for something more flexible. You're looking for something more flexible, but still allows you to make an income. And, you know, because I've also heard not quite ready to just be done working, but want that flexibility to be able to travel, to be there for your grandkids, whatever the reason is. You'll get to meet Kathy today and hear her reason, but it came because of a health scare. And she was unable to work her previous job after health issues came up. So she'll share that in the episode. But even if you're not on the retirement side of your work life, everyone has that thing that is in the back of their mind of telling them, I don't think I can do this because I'm too old. I'm too young. I don't have any experience. I've never done this before. Whatever that is for you, I hope you'll listen to this episode and learn how Kathy was able to overcome that for herself too, because initially she shared that she thought she was too old to do this and too not tech savvy enough to do this, but that's not true. And she, with the help of her daughter encouraging her, kicked that belief to the side and dove into freelancing and has now matched her previous income working 15 hours a week. She has much more time to spend with her grandkids, still has the ability to make an income for her family, and is able to do it when it works for her, whenever that is, each week, each day. So I hope you'll listen to this episode and learn so much from Kathy and really see that no matter what you're telling yourself, no matter what that false belief is of why you can't do this, you'll see that you really, truly can. So give this a listen. And as always, throughout this episode or after you listen to this, if you have any questions about getting started, want to chat through what it could look like for you to freelance, send me a message over on Instagram at Michaela.Quinn. I'm happy to chat through it with you. But as always, if you are wanting to freelance, you're ready to get started, the most hands-on way I can help you is through my program, the Live Free Academy. LFA will walk you through the exact steps to build your business and land clients. There's templates and tools to help you implement every step of the process. Plus, it comes with my trifecta of support, weekly coaching calls with me, monthly challenges to help you land clients, and the student community to connect with women building their business and those who've already built their business as well. There's job leads included and skills training and the top freelance services businesses are hiring for as well. If you have any questions for me about the program or how I can help you get started, reach out. Otherwise, the link to review all the details is go.michaelaquinn.com/academy. We'll link to that in the show notes as well. But if you are committed to making it happen in the next 90 days, you'd want to enroll, go through the course content, and get your business established. This takes about 15 hours total. And if you have 15 hours between now and November 6th, which is our next Land Your First Client Challenge starts that day, participate in that challenge. If you're at least 75% consistent in that challenge, you can expect to land anywhere from 1 to 3 clients in those first 30 days. Then repeat and do the December challenge and land another 1 to 3 plus clients. and be on pace to quit or really stinking close by mid-January. So I know January is kind of a ways out, but if you can carve out that time to start now, your spring, your end of winter is going to be looking so amazing. So let that feeling of turning in your 2 weeks' notice and having the business that you want, the life that you want, carry you forward. You don't have to have the confidence that you know what to do yet or that you can do this yet, but you need the courage to try, the courage to start. And I can help you find that confidence with time, with the course, with the coaching included in the program to get there. All right, friends, without further ado, we'll go meet Kathy. Kathy, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yes, I am so excited you're here and so excited to dive into your story of why you got started freelancing and what that looked like. So, kind of to begin real quick, if you wouldn't mind just introducing yourself to everyone, kind of telling us who you are and where you're from and just your quick bio.
Okay, great. My name is Kathy Bentley, and I live in Shelbyville, Kentucky, which is a small horse town outside of Louisville, Kentucky, which is where the Kentucky Derby is.
Yeah.
We were from Louisville, and then we moved out to Shelbyville just to get away from the traffic and all of that. My husband and I have been married 14 years, and between us, we have 5 adult children and 13 grandchildren between the two of us. So we lead a pretty busy life and lots of babysitting.
Oh, that's the best.
Yes, it is.
That's the
It is.
best. What is your kind of like work background? What did you do?
Well, I started out many years ago. I was an X-ray technician, and I did that for quite a while until I got pregnant with my first child, and I became a stay-at-home mom completely at that time for, gosh, at least 8 or 10 years. I had 2 children that were 24 months apart during that time, and I was home. And then I went back to work part-time, and I didn't want to go back into X-ray because it was long days and pretty physically strenuous. And I just didn't want to do all that with 2 little ones. So when they got to school, I was looking for something a little bit easier and part-time. And I started doing secretarial type positions, just different. I worked for an attorney for a little bit until he retired, and just different secretarial positions. And then I ended up getting back into the medical field, but doing the administrative work for an audiologist. And I became office manager for that practice. And then when we moved out here to the country, I wanted to have my summers off so that I could have the grandchildren over more because we bought a house that has a pool. So I wanted to have summers off. So I thought, well, I'll apply at the school system. So I ended up becoming a teacher for English as a second language teacher for little, mostly Hispanic children. And I love that job. And I did that for 3 years and would have stayed there. But I had to have surgery on my hip, and that prevented me from doing that job because it was a lot of walking.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're on your feet constantly teaching.
Yes. So,
So when did you start freelancing and kind of like how did that come into the mix?
well, in the spring of 2021 is when I found out I was going to have surgery on my hip. And the doctor told me that I would have to have the other hip done as well, probably not too far down the road. So I was looking at 2 big major surgeries that would keep me from walking. So I just knew I couldn't go back to school. And that broke my heart. I loved that job. So I really didn't know what I was going to do, but I still wanted to work in some capacity because as things happened, it turned out that exact same time period, my husband lost his job through a company corporate buyout. And both of us are close to retirement, but not ready to retire. So that was really kind of a hard blow. So I was looking at the surgeries. He's looking for a new job. And in the meantime, my daughter had become a freelance virtual assistant. And she said, "Mom, you need to do what I do. That way you can have your surgeries no matter what comes down the road. This is flexible. You can sit, you can walk around, you can do whatever you need to do, and you need to do what I do." And I just instantly said, "No, I am way too old. I'm Oh, I don't know what it is you do, but I know I'm too old. So that was kind of the end of the conversation. But she kept pursuing me and encouraging me. And I'm so grateful now that she did.
Yeah. So how did you get over that fear? Because I think that I've heard from a lot of women who are in a very similar spot. They're kind of near retirement age or they're at retirement age and they want to quit their current role, but they're not ready to be done working.
Right.
But then they're like, I'm not computer savvy. Yeah. I don't know all this software. And I think no matter what stage of life someone is, there's always going to be a fear or a doubt that's like, ooh, I can't do that because. So I'm just kind of curious, how did you overcome that fear around your age?
Right. That's a great question. And there were a couple of reasons. For one, my daughter just kept encouraging me. She said, Mom, you can do this. You know, I thought, well, she knows my skills. And if she believes in me, then maybe I'll take a look at it. And so she kept encouraging me. And then just, I guess, eventually, it took a while. It took a lot of her encouragement. Uh-huh. I had a lot of doubts and just a lot of lack of confidence that, you know, I realized that for my age, I'm fairly computer savvy, but not computer savvy compared to her age. And that's where the big gap was. And she was just very, very forthcoming and encouraging, saying, Mom, I had to learn a lot of things too, you know, and it's, trust me, you know, I've taken this course and a lot of the women feel the same way you do. And, you know, you just need to trust me. So I think I went on one of your live presentations.
Uh-huh. The live workshops. Yeah.
Yeah. The live workshop. And I don't know. I just thought, well, I think I'll give it a try, see what happens. But once I set my mind to it, then I just put everything into it 100%.
Do you remember when you enrolled?
I enrolled, I think, June, right after school was out. So June of that year, which was 2021.
June 2021.
I think, yeah.
And so now that's, you've been freelancing for like 2.5 years.
Yes, I have. And loving every minute of it.
Wow.
Just once I signed up for the course, I just dove into it. You know, my daughter said, you know, it might take you a while to finish it. Don't worry about it. You know, you go at your own pace. Once you purchase the course, it's your course. You know, you can do whatever you want. But I just dove right into it. And I think I completed it in 3 weeks. I did every single thing that you told me to do.
Yeah.
And I just worked that. I didn't skip. I didn't skip ahead. I didn't fudge on anything. I did everything you told me to do and loved it. And I thought every time I would do another module, I thought, okay, I think I can do this.
Yay.
And so, I started listening to your podcast. Yeah. I listened to every single podcast.
Oh my gosh. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You are very welcome. I've shared them too.
Oh my gosh. So from signing up and going through and finishing the course, do you remember how long approximately it took you to land your first client?
I landed my first client in August.
Okay.
So I think I finished the course in July and landed my first client just a couple of weeks after that.
Yeah.
The 1st of August. And I still have her.
Oh, wow.
She's my first and best client. I love her.
How did you find her? Where did you guys connect?
I believe she was from the job board that... Uh-huh. Is through your course.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm almost positive that's where she was from.
And so you landed her. What types of things did you end up doing for her?
I do invoicing for her. She's an interior designer.
Uh-huh.
People my age are always asking me what I do because they don't get it, you know? And I'm basically just like an online secretary for her, which is what I wanted to be. I do her invoicing. I do scheduling. I manage her email. Those kind of things.
Yeah. Do you have other clients that you work with?
I have one other client, which is all I want. I work 15 hours a week and that's really all I want. And interestingly, the 15 hours a week, I make more income than I made working 35 hours a week at the school. So, you know, double. Half the hours and, you know, the same income. So he has an online like retail business. Uh-huh. So I just do a lot of, he has several programs that he uses and I just enter data and I manage his email and I do invoicing with him as well. The same types of things, really.
Yeah. Do you remember how you connected with him?
I think it was another Facebook site that advertises for virtual assistants and such. Yeah.
Any other clients through the years, or did you kind of land those two?
No, I've had several others. And, you know, that's one thing I would say to people is I had a lot of discovery calls. Some went well, some not so well. And I had a couple of other clients. I was with an agency that was just horrific. And that was not my thing at all. And I had another client that was very high maintenance. She hired me for 5 hours a week, but she was working me, you know, 15 hours a week. So
yeah,
I wasn't going to go for that. And so it's a lot of trial and error, especially in the beginning, until you find out a fit. Personality is a big thing, I think.
Yeah. How did you learn to do some of the things and some of the programs and software? Because I mean, like, being in your background, you had office manager experience, secretary work experience, and doing that kind of in person is very similar to doing it online, but there's some differences. How did you kind of navigate the learning curve of these new programs? Because that's something that scares everyone. Like, how in the world would I learn all this software and programs that clients use? And I mean, if you think about just for one thing, like a CRM, there's hundreds of different CRMs people could be using. And it's like, do I need to know all of these? No, you don't.
Yes, I remember that. And you were great at explaining that in the course and on your weekly calls. The one client that I've had since the beginning, she's an interior designer and she uses Asana. And, you know, it occurred to me and she brought up to me that all of this was new to her as well. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody has to learn their programs. And so we had a Zoom call and she walked me through Asana. And then I quickly discovered that you can YouTube anything and get all sorts of training on YouTube. And those are wonderful. You know, you can stop and start. And it was so much easier and so much less intimidating than I thought it was.
Right.
And there's another program that she uses that's specific to interior designers. And that's where I do her bookkeeping and invoicing. And she was a dream. She created multiple Loom videos walking through everything. And so I have those to look back at if I ever needed them. And then, of course, eventually, the more you do it, it just becomes second nature. So all of that was such a step-by-step, easy process. And I just worried about it for nothing. And that's what I would tell people my age, that it is new. It is things that we're not familiar with, definitely. But as you said, some of the young VAs aren't familiar with them either.
Yeah.
It's easily, easily learned. And you can look it up online. You can, you know, YouTube it and all types of things. Or the tutorials come with the programs.
Yeah.
And it was just a lot simpler than I thought. So
yeah, we can build it up in our head and make it be this huge mountain. And it reminds me of the book that I read to my kids, the Going on a Bear Hunt.
Yes.
It's like you can't go over it. You have to go through it. And it's not as scary and difficult as we make it out. Like once you just kind of start and navigate and kind of experiencing it, you'll see like, oh, wow, this is not as big as I made it out to be in my mind.
And it occurred to me through the process with my first client that the great thing about this is you're not stuck. If I hadn't connected with her, clicked with her programs and connected with her, you just part ways. And there's just so many opportunities out there. And once that occurred to me, I thought, you know, what have you got to lose? Just give it a shot. And if you're not happy with each other, you move on. And everything is just a lot less daunting than I thought it would be. But your course just eased so many of my fears. You know, it really explained a lot. I know that there are virtual assistants that just go out on their own and try to work on their own, but I would never, ever recommend that to anyone.
I wouldn't either. Have you found that like your age has been an asset in freelancing?
You know, that's really funny. When I was applying for, you know, for certain things, it occurred to me when I was filling out forms to use that in my favor. Uh-huh. And I would start down at the bottom of the Google Forms where they say, is there anything else you would like us to know about you? I started just focusing on my strength of my age. Like I have so many years experience, and I believe in an old school work ethic that, you know, that I learned from my dad. And I just started playing on the strengths of my experience and my age and things like that. And it seemed to work in my favor. So I thought, you know, my fear of being too old to do this sort of worked in my favor in a lot of cases. And that was just a pleasant surprise, you know.
There's a pro and a con to everything, or there's like a strength and a weakness to everything, whether you're on the, you know, older age or the younger age. Mm-hmm. And you just got to think about when you start to hear yourself like saying, oh, I can't do this because, or I'm too blank to do this. Look at what you're saying. It's like, okay, flip it. Is there a positive to this?
Yes.
And you really took that and were so smart to run with that in that, is there anything else I should know about blank or spot? Like so many people leave that blank and are like, nope, set it all above. That's such a great opportunity to really showcase and highlight who you are, your strengths mm-hmm. and your personality. And that's kind of one way to just kind of put yourself out there and see like, oh, does the client connect with that?
Yes.
Because ultimately you do want to have a strong relationships and a good connection, a good bond with your clients. It's just so much better than being completely transactional. Like, I don't care anything about who you are or what you do, just do this work and goodbye.
Yes. I couldn't agree more. I think that's crucial. I took advantage of that spot on everything I filled out and would say focus on the years of experience I had scheduling and whatever I was applying for, and just kept focusing on the years of experience. And I think that spoke to people. Not that young people with no experience, like you said, they can play on other strengths.
Yeah.
But that was my strength to play on.
If you're super young, like if you're younger than me, you probably get the Gen Z type and clients or customers, businesses that market to the Gen Z population, they're going to want your perspective.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be there soon being like, how do I reach these Gen Z people? I don't get it. I don't know. And so those of you, like, there's always that pro and con. Don't focus on what you don't have. Focus on what your strengths are and what you do bring to the table. And that's what is going to, first of all, you have to focus on that in your mind to get your mindset right so you can even show up, but then focus on that in your communications and emails, discovery calls, and so forth with potential clients.
Yes. Yeah, I couldn't agree more. That's definitely what I did. Once I just threw myself into the whole thing, I started looking at ways to promote myself at my age. And it became a selling tool in some cases, I think.
Yeah.
So my one client said that she liked it. You know, I think I'm kind of like a mom figure to her. Uh-huh. And we kind of relate to each other that way.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Over the past few years, I've seen where that's been a great relationship. Maybe somebody her age might have been, I don't know, a little bit like they might have butted heads or something.
Yeah.
She liked the fact that I'm kind of motherly and she's actually younger than my daughter. So it's just been a great relationship.
That's awesome.
I would tell anybody my age to really think about the pros, like you said.
Yeah. Yeah. So what is your schedule like? What is your life like as freelance virtual assistant and grandma? What does that look like?
Well, it's just, that's the beauty of this. It's so flexible. If I'm going to have one of the grandkids or several of the grandkids for the day, I just get up early and get a lot of work done, you know, early, like at 6 a.m. I can do that. And that's what I love about it. Or if I've got a busy afternoon, I can come home and work at night after dinner. So I just work a couple hours each day because I only work 15 hours a week.
Uh-huh.
And I can basically do it just about any time I want.
Yeah.
And it's just at my age, and we're involved in a lot of things, my husband and I, and with the grandkids that are daytime or sometimes they're nighttime, and I can just do my tasks whenever, as long as I get them done, you know, within a day or two.
Yeah.
And sometimes I work on weekends just because it's a better option.
Yeah. That's so awesome. That's so cool. Oh, can you adopt me and we'll move to Shelbyville and you can be a grandma.
My kids, so fun.
They have great grandparents too here, but I wish my mom had, I keep trying to get her to do this too.
Oh gosh, she would
love
it.
She teaches. So she's,
but
I mean,
she
in the,
teaches like, okay,
she teaches, yeah. Every summer she's like, I'm going to do this. And then she never does it.
Well, keep encouraging her, because that's what my daughter did. You know, she just kept encouraging me. So finally, one day I kind of listened, and I'm so glad I did.
Yeah.
It's been the best decision.
Yeah. She, my youngest brother is actually still in high school, and she teaches high school, and he's where she goes. And so I wonder if maybe once he graduates, because she gets free tuition, and maybe at that point, if she would.
That's probably going to be the deciding factor.
Yeah.
And I can see that.
Then my daughter will be at the high school. Are you going to stay through all my kids?
It never ends. Yeah.
I know. I can't have both.
Yeah. Another thing I was thinking about when you were asking me what my day looks like, we have a place in Tennessee that we like to go to. And that's another thing. You know, I just take my laptop and go anywhere I want. You know, they don't even know I'm traveling.
Yeah. You know, you don't have to ask for permission. You have to tell them it's.
No.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Just keep right
on. How was freelancing around kind of when you had your hip surgery? Did you have that prior to getting started, or was that in the midst?
It was after I got started, and I think I told my clients I only needed just a few days when I was on pain pills and stuff.
Yeah.
And after that, it gave me something to do.
Yeah.
You know, sitting around watching TV, and it just gave me something to do. I would log on and do my work. So I think I only took just a few days off.
Yeah.
And of course, that's the downside. You don't get paid, you know, if you don't work, but I didn't have to take hardly any time off at all. Just enough for me to get to where I wasn't taking pain medicine, where I could focus, you know?
Yeah.
So that worked out great.
Yeah. Where do you see your business going kind of in the future?
Well, you know, we hope to retire pretty soon, but you know, it's just, I love what I do, and it's so few hours. It's going to be a long time before I really retire and let go of it.
Yeah. That's good vacation money.
Yeah. It's a little extra money. And even if I lost one of my clients, I thought, would I replace them? And I probably would, you know, replace one and just keep going until it's not fun anymore. You know?
That's cool. That's awesome.
I have no plans to let it go anytime soon.
Yeah. Very cool. And 15 hours, that's kind of your happy spot?
Yes. Yep. No more, no less, really.
That's perfect. Well, Kathy, thank you so much for coming on today and sharing with us more about your business, how you got started. And I think just love how you focused on your strengths and let that really pursue and kind of lead all of your client communications and led to you landing those clients.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it. I would tell anybody that's my age to go for it.
Yeah.
They won't regret it.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, thank you again so much, Kathy.
Thank you.
Now, just because the episode is over doesn't mean the knowledge party has to stop. Come hang out with me and thousands of other mamas in my free Facebook group. Just search Facebook for the Live Free Podcast Mastermind with Michaela Quinn, or go to the show notes. We have it linked there. And make sure you answer the questions so our gatekeeper knows that you want in. And don't forget, sharing is caring. If you are loving this podcast, please take a moment to share it with your friends. But make sure you tag me at michaela.quinn on Instagram and at michaela quinn on Facebook. See you next week.